The first Mishnah in all of Shas, and it says, "Me'emes Sakarin Shema Ba'arvin." What is the first time that a person can start reading Shema at night? What is the earliest time to read Shema at night? Just very quickly, I'll try to mention this type of things in as I can. Why does Rav Yehuda Hanasi start Shas this way? Why is Brachas started like this? So the Vilna Gaon says that every Masechta has a topic, and then the first Mishnah is the first of that topic. So say Psachim is about Pesach, so the first Mishnah is about Bidikas Chametz, which is the first thing that you do for Pesach. So what is brachas about? It's got Shemoneh Esrei, it's got tefillin, it's got tzitzis, it's got a lot of stuff in it. So you think it's about brachas. It's not really. It's about a lot of things. So the Vilna Gaon says, this mesechta is the obligations of an adult Jewish male. A daily obligation of the adult Jewish male. The first mitzvah that you get when you become bar mitzvah is Shema at night, because you become bar mitzvah at night, night before the day. So the first mitzvah that you come across as an adult Jewish male is Shema, so he wants to start with that. So Me'im Isai Kretna Shema Ba'arvin, what is the earliest time that a Jew can read Shema at night? Mishash HaKehanim Nechnasim Lecha B'Trumasim, which is the time when Kehanim, we just started, as you can tell from the words, Mishash HaKehanim Nechnasim Lecha B'Trumasim, it's a seat over there, is when Kehanim are able to eat Truma. If a Kohen is Tomei, there's certain different types of Tumah. Certain types of Tumah. We have extra Gemaras on the table. Whoa. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we'll have a minute. Then there should be chairs next to my father. So the Mishnah wants to know, what's the earliest time a Jew can say Shema at night? Mishash HaKehanim Nechnasim Lecha B'Trumasim. If Kehanim become Tameh, we'll see in the Gemara, there are certain things that a Kohen needs to do to become Tahar. But the simplest thing that a Kohen always has to do to become Tahar is go to the mikveh, and then it has to become nighttime. Yeah, that day has to end. He has to go to the mikveh, and then you need Seisa Kachavim, three stars. So when a Kohen is mutter to eat Truma, in other words, Seisa Kachavim, when the stars come out, that's when you're able to say Shema. So the earliest time that you could say Shema is Seisa Kachavim. Until how far? At Sofa Shmur Rishon and Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says 4 hours into the night. You could say Shema until 4 hours into the night. That's the opinion of Rav Elazar. Chachamim Oymer Ad Chatzos. The Chachamim say the last time you could say Shema is at Chatzos. And Rav Gamliel Omer Ad Shiyalim Nashachar. Rav Gamliel says until dawn. So there's basically three opinions. One says you can go until 4 hours into the day, Chatzos, and dawn. So we're going to see in a moment in the Mishnah, Chatzos is not really an opinion of itself. Chatzos really holds dawn, but they're afraid that if we allow you to go till dawn, you'll eventually forget about it. So they put a geder, a fence, Chatzos. But there's basically two opinions in the Mishnah, that you can go until 4 hours into the day, or you can go until dawn. What is the opinion based on? So it's very bekitzer. This is a Rashi later on. Rashi speaks it out. The Pasuk tells us, what's the source for saying Shema B'Shachbecha? That's the only source in the Torah for saying Shema is B'shachbecha, when you lie down. Rav Elazar feels that you can go 4 hours into the day because when you lie down is when people begin to lie down, is when people go to sleep. And there's Gemaras over here. You want Gemara? Yeah, so pass the Gemaras down there. Rav Elazar feels that it's until 4 hours into the day because Rav Elazar feels that the Iker Teretz of B'shachbecha means when people are lying down, and 4 hours into the day are when people begin to lie down. And Rav Gamliel says you could say it until dawn because B'shach B'cha means when people are sleeping, and people are sleeping until dawn. Fine. So you have basically two opinions, 4 hours into the day or until dawn. And the Chachamim said Chatzos. Now, generally, when there's a machlokas between many opinions, you go with the Chachamim. So the Chachamim said until Chatzos. So Lechora, that's how we paskin. But says the Gemara, Ma'isu ba'banam v'veis ha-mishnah. The story goes that Rav Gamliel's kids went to a wedding, and they drank a little bit. They couldn't say Shema. So Amru Loin was past Chatzos. They wanted to know, although our father says until dawn, the halacha follows the Chachamim. So if the Chachamim say until Chatzos, it's too late. So he says, Amru lo Karinu Shema. They said, we didn't read Shema yet. So Amar Lehem, he said to them, Im loy ola Amar Ashachar, chayav matem likres. As long as it's before dawn, you could still read. Meaning, even the Chachamim who say till Chatzos, they really agree with me. And Chatzos is not really their opinion. It's more of a fence. It's a geder. They put up a fence not to go past Chatzos, but really, that's only rabbinically. But min haTorah, they also agree that you can go past Chatzos. Velozu b'vad amru, and you should know, says Rav Gamliel, you should know that this is the general ruling of the Chachamim. El kol ma'asham chama Chatzos, mitzos yishum reshachar. Anytime the Chachamim say that a halacha has to be done by Chatzos, it's never really Chatzos. Chatzos is never a zman in and of itself. It's always a fence. So any time you have a mitzvah that stops by Chatzos, you can go past it if you need to. Because Chatzos is never a end-all, be-all time in HaTorah. It doesn't have any significance from the Torah. The Mishnah continues. Hector chalam vevarim mitzvahs and shumra shachar. Hector chalam vevarim, which were the extra fats and the extra limbs, they had all night to burn it. So that shows you that there are mitzvahs that go all night. V'chal nechal liyamecha mitzvahs and shumra shachar. And similarly, there are karbanos. After a karban, there's a certain time period. Each carbon has its own time period, like a time bomb, where if you get past the time period, you can't eat the carbon anymore. There's a certain carbanos that the time period is chatzos, but he says you should know it's really until the morning. Same thing. When they said chatzos, it was a fence, but that's not really their opinion. So why did they say chatzos? To prevent someone from sinning, meaning chatzos was not really their opinion. Really, they agree with me that it's al shi'alim shachar. Because if the chacham actually disagreed with him, then even his own kids would have to follow the chacham, because that's the way the halacha works. You follow the roiv. Now, not to get too much, because it's been a long time since I've given a daf shir, but I already know if you start going too many into mefarshim mistakes. So we're going to do the daf, and then if I have time, I'll come back. But I'll just very quickly, according to this Mishnah, this is how we paskin, seemingly. The earliest time you could say Shema is Tseis HaKochavim. So Rashi already mentions, we have this all over the neighborhood, there are plag minyanim, there are shkia minyanim. You can go to Meiriv before it says. So how are they doing this? How are they saying Shema so early? So Rashi already, in the third Rashi, says, three lines in, he says, Imkein lama koronosa besakneses. He says Rashi, really, when Rashi says, whenever you go to a Meiriv before it says, they're not really being Yotze Shema. They're just doing it because whenever you say Shemon Esrei, we like to go into Shemon Esrei with some psukim. That's why we say Ashrei before Shemon Esrei. So Shema by Meiriv, when you're doing it before it says, you're not Yotze at all. So why do they pick Shema? Because it's nice to go into Shemon Esrei with Shema, but it's not really, you're not really Yotze the mitzvah of Shema in that situation. And really, you're Yotze the mitzvah before you go to bed when you say Kriya Shema Lamita. That's when you're actually Yotze the mitzvah. This very lengthy Taisus has many questions on this, and he says, first of all, when you say Shema at night on your bed, first of all, a lot of people don't because they forget or you know, it's just to protect you from Shadim. You don't say the whole Shema. You're not saying it with the brachas. You're eating before. So he has a different opinion. But according to Rashi, he already acknowledges the fact that there are minyanim before Tseis, and how are you able to say Shema when seemingly, according to this Mishnah, the earliest time is Tseis HaKachavim. Again, we'll get into this. If I have time at the end, I'll mention Tosis's pshat. Okay, let's start the Gemara. The Gemara starts off with a very interesting kasha, which is the same kasha that it starts off a couple Masechtas, which is Tainus also. Tana Eicha Koi Diktanim Emesai. When you're writing a book, if you're going to write a book, you should introduce the topic. So if you were writing a book on Mishnayis, you would write, Yesh Mitzvah Likros Kriyashma, and Me'emesai, what is the proper time? But it doesn't do that. It just jumps into Me'emesai. Why does it jump into Me'emesai? Tell me about it. Tana Hechakai Ditana Me'emesai. Where is this mitzvah coming from? Like, where's the intro? Like, give me some intro. That's the Gemara's Kasha. By the way, the Kasha is a little bit flawed. I'm not even flawed. It's hard for us to understand the Pnei Yeshua, that Slachan, the Pnei Yeshua already has a Kasha. It's the Torah, an intro. It's a Pasuk. Everyone knows Shema. That's a good Shaila. But the Gemara wants to know. The Gemara's point is that if you're going to start a book, give me the intro. Where's the intro that you should tell me? Tell me where Shema is coming from, that you're just jumping into the rules. Visu, and another question, another question is, why are you starting with Kriya Shema at night? Doesn't the day start in the morning? You should start with Kriya Shema in the morning first. So the Gemara says, so it's two questions. Where's the intro, and why are we starting with Shema at night? You should start with Shema during the day. So the answers to both questions is, Tana Krokai, there's a Pasuk. So the Pasuk both tells us that there's a mitzvah of Shema, there's your intro, and it starts with Kriya Shema at night first, that's why the Mishnah modeled itself as well. And now the Mishnah, based on this Pasuk, based on this intro, it says, Zman Kriya Shema d'shchiva emas, when is that time of Shema? Then he quotes the Mishnah, which is that when the Kohanim eat Truma, which is Tseis HaKochavim. That answers both questions. Is why do you start at night first? And where's the intro? The Gemara offers a second answer as to why you start night first. Not the intro question, but the question is, why do we do night first? So the answer I think we would all give, which is, in the Torah law, we start night before day. That's how the Jewish law works. That's not how the non-Jewish laws work, but that's how the Jewish law works. What's the source for that? So the answer is another answer. We see from the creation of the world that you go night before day, that night before day, so too the middle Mishnah was modeled, night before day. So the Gemara just asks a question, Ihachi, if that's the case, you always go night before day, look at the next Mishnah, Seifa. It calls it the Seifa because the Mishnayis originally were just giant blocks on the Perek, but the next Mishnah says, Diktani, B'shachar mevar shtayim lefaneha v'achas l'achreha, Ube'erev mvar shtaim lefaneho shtaim lachreho. The Mishnah, the next Mishnah, starts discussing the Birchas Kriyashma. The Brachas of Kriyashma, Yotzar Moros, Havasolam, or at night, it's Amar Varovim, and Be'emuna, all the Brachas. So the Mishnah says, in the morning, there's two Brachas before, and one Bracha afterwards, Gal Yisrael, and in the night, there's two before, two after. Now, why does it do day first? I thought we're always into night first. The next Mishnah, right? Because Judaism goes night before day. So then how come the next Mishnah says day and then night? You're flipping it. If you always are going to teach night before day, teach night before day. So how come the second Mishnah, when it's describing the brachas of Kriyashma, which is not relevant for right now, and it says there's two before, one after, two before, two after, by Ma'ariv, why does it say Shachris and Ma'ariv? It should always go Ma'ariv Shachris, Ma'ariv Shachris. That's the flow. So the answer is, Tana pasach barvis v'hadir tani b'shachris adakai b'shachris pirish mili d'shachris v'hadir pirish mili d'arvis. You have to remember, Mishnayos were written oral, and therefore stylistically, it's easier if you're going to teach someone something oral to do night day day night. If you're going to do night day or night day day night like a sandwich, it's easier to give over information if you do night day day night. Because so therefore, this Mishnah starts off with the night of Shema. Then it talks about Shema during the day. Once we're talking about Shema during the day, let's talk about the brachas of the day and go back to night. So it's a stylistic point. So the point of the Mishnah, the Gemara is, normally we do night before day. But because you have to remember, Mishnais were oral, it was easier for them to remember night, day, day, night than night, day, night, day. It was just a stylistic point. Therefore, it's not really relevant to the order of creation of the world. It was just stylistically, it was easier for them. Do night, day, start, establish that we go by night, and then once we're talking about the day, let's finish the day and then go back to night. Just stylistically, it was easier for them to memorize it like that. Just very quickly, if you actually look, look at the second to bottom Taisus. He points out that if you count the brachas of Kriyashma, there are seven. It's not really relevant, but there's two in the morning, one after Shema, it's three, two at night before Shema, two after, so that's seven. So Taisus says the bottom, second to bottom Taisus, he says, "V'sheva brachas have a keneged sheva b'yoyim hilalticha." The pasuk says in Tehillim, "I praise you seven times." So those are the seven brachas of Kriyashma. Fine. So the reason why I want to point this out, just because it's interesting. Svardim, the Gra, in Nusach Chabad, don't say Yiru Einenu. There's a very long bracha in Ma'ariv that Ashkenazim say, but I personally don't because I daven Nusach Ari Chabad. Svardim don't say it either. I don't believe, and the Gra doesn't either. That's called Yiru Einenu. Yiru Einenu is not in the Mishnah. Why not? So says Taisvis, V'loi kechashev Yiru Einenu, why? Tehi bracha tiknu rabbanon kedi lahamtin l'chavreim bebeis haknesses. V'davka beis haknesses shalehem sheyoimdim besadeh vehim sukanim min azmazikin. Abbatik nisar shalonu ein sirichim lahamtin l'chavreim el b'laylo. The answer is, what was the point of Yiru Einenu? It's not in the Mishnah. It was actually an addition later on. Yiru Einenu was added because they used to have shuls in the fields at night. And it was very dangerous, both physically and spiritually. There were shadim. It was actually a very dangerous thing. So a lot of people, that's why they would daven Ma'ariv early, because it was dangerous to go to the fields at night. So if you were to daven Ma'ariv in the field at night, right, you come a little bit late to shul, so you're running a little bit behind. By the time they're up to Shemoneh Esrei, you're in middle Shema, they finish Shemoneh Esrei, you start Shemoneh Esrei, and they leave you, and you're sitting there alone, freaked out. They added this long bracha in order to stall. It was a way to stall people. That way, you would skip that bracha, and you would be able to just start Shemoneh Esrei. It was a way to stall people. So therefore, it's not really necessary because our shuls are not dangerous. They're not in shul. They're not in fields. And therefore, Chabad, Ari, and the Gra don't. Chabad, Svardim, and the Gra don't say it because it's not really part of Birchas Kriyashma. And therefore, they actually consider it a hefsek. But this is the first reference of this bracha on how it's not really in the Mishnayos, and it may not be completely necessary. And that just explains why different minhagim say it and some don't. Okay, let's go a little weiter. The Gemara says like this: Amr Mar Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Leechel B'Chumasim. The what's that early? So Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Leechel. Oh, that's a phone call. I thought it was an alarm. Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Leechel B'Chumasim. When the Kohanim, when's the earliest you could say Shema? So we said it's Seisa Kachavim when three stars come out. And the Mishnah describes it as when the Kohanim are able to eat Truma. So the Gemara says, Michti, let us see. Kohanim emes ka'achli truma. When do Kohanim eat truma? Mishah seisa kochavim. So listeni, mishah seisa kochavim. It's very confusing. The Mishnah starts off by saying, when's the earliest you could say Shema? And it just wants to say three stars. Just say it. When the Kohanim eat truma, And when is that? So that's the transitive property. So then A equals B, B equals C, then A equals C. Just tell it to me straight. If Kohanim, when do Kohanim eat Truma? So when could you say Shema? So say Tzeisa Kochavim. What are you hacking me up about a Kayan who becomes Tommy? What is it relevant? Just say Tzeisa Kochavim. Make it easy. So the answer is, Milsa Agav Urche Kamash Malon. The Mishnah was trying to teach you something else, Agav. That Kohanim Amos Kaachli B'Truma Mishas Tzeisa Kochavim. It's trying to teach you that Kohanim could eat Truma at Tzeisa Kochavim. Now the reason why this is a novel idea is because I said that there are different ways that a person can become Tameh. Some ways a person can become Tameh, I'm not going to go into it right now, but there are certain Tumas that are not very strong, and when a person becomes Tameh, all he needs is to go to the mikveh and have 3 stars. That's all that's necessary. But there are certain types of Tumah that are very hardcore Tumas, like Zava and a Zav, and where in addition to going to the mikveh and Tzeisa Kochavim, the next morning you actually have to bring a karbon. So the chiddush of this Mishnah is that although you're not fully tahar yet, because you have to bring a karbon the next morning, but from the night before you could already eat truma. Meaning, there are steps in the tahara process. There's the mikvah, there's 3 stars, then there's the next morning bringing a karbon. You are not fully pure until you bring a karbon the next day. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you could already eat truma from the night before. Meaning that although it's not the next day with a karbon, you're already tahar, you could already eat truma from the night before. After Tzeisa Kochavim, even though you did not yet bring your karbon the next day, you could already eat truma. Milsa gavurchi kamash malam, the Mishnah is teaching you, kahana emas ka'ochli b'truma, when do kahana eat truma? Mishas Tzeisa Kochavim from Tzeisa Kochavim. V'ha kamash malam, and the chiddush is, de kapara lo ma'akva, that the fact that you have not brought a karbon yet is not ma'akiv. It doesn't matter the fact that you didn't bring a karbon yet. You'll bring the carbon the next day, and even though you have to bring the carbon the next day, but that doesn't stop you. You're still tahar right now. You could eat truma as long as you had tzeisa kochavim. The Gemara says kidetanya, as the pasuk teaches, uba hashemesh v'taher. The pasuk says the sun sets and you're purified. Meaning, although you still have to bring a carbon the next day, you are officially tahar. That all that's necessary is the sun to set. You don't actually have to bring your karbon to eat the truma. Okay. Now the point is like this. We're translating the words uba hashemesh, the sun sets, v'taher, and you're pure. Even though you have to bring a karbon the next day, that's irrelevant. Uba hashemesh, the sun sets, and you're pure. There's actually a second way to teach this pasuk, and that is uba hashemesh, the sun rises, the sun comes up, v'taher, and you bring a karbon. And you can only eat truma after v'taher, you bring a karbon, not like our Mishnah. So there's 2 ways to translate the pasuk. One is uba hashemesh, the sun sets, v'taher, and you're pure. You could eat truma, even though you haven't yet brought your karbon the next day. Or uba hashemesh, the sun rises the next day, v'taher, and you bring your karbon, then you could eat truma. So we're actually going with the first shot, that uba hashemesh means the sun sets, v'taher, and you're purified automatically. Even though you haven't yet brought your karbon, you're fine. And we're not translating it, uba hashemesh, the sun rises, v'taher, and you bring your karbon to be pure. So, and then you could eat truma. This is the pasuk describing when you could eat truma. And it says, uba hashemesh, v'taher. When the sun, uba. So uba can mean 2 things. Ba can mean comes down, sets, or ba can means come up, and rises. That's the way Rashi translates it. So the Gemara says, we're translating that uba hashemesh means bias hashemesh, it sets. V'taher tahar yuma. V'taher means the end of the day, that you're purified. V'taher doesn't necessarily mean purified, it means the sun sets, v'taher, and the day ends, and now you can bring your karba, and you can eat truma, even though you have not brought your karba the next day. Go to the next page. See, 1 amud down. Wasn't too bad. Dilma bias oirehu. Maybe you should translate uba hashemesh the opposite. Not that the sun sets and you could eat your truma. Bi hashemesh, the sun rises v'taher and you have to bring a karbon and only then could you eat your truma. Not like our Mishnah that you can't eat truma at night when a kohen is tameh. You have to wait till the next morning. Dilma bias orohu. Maybe uba hashemesh means sun rises. Umay v'taher tahar gavra. And v'taher doesn't mean that the day ends and you're purified. It means bring a karbon. So there's 2 ways to translate the pasuk. Again, like I said, if you know, sometimes the Gemara is a little confusing. If you get it, you get it. If not, don't worry about it. Uba hashemesh, the sun sets, v'taher, and the day ends, and you could eat truma, or uba shemesh, the sun rises the next day, v'toher, and you bring a carbon, and only then could you eat truma. So the Gemara says, Amra Rashila, im kein lema krav ayitoher, mai v'toher, tahar yuma. The answer is like this. There's two ways to translate the pasuk. Uba shemesh, the sun sets, v'taher, and the day ends, and then you can eat your truma. Or uba shemesh, the sun rises, v'taher, and you bring a carbon, and then you can eat your truma. So v'taher could either be the day ends, or you bring a carbon. Those are the two ways to translate the words, and that'll affect the halacha. V'taher implies it happens automatically. Again, there's two ways to translate v'taher. One is that the day ends. It happens automatically. V'taher, day ends. Or, v'taher, you become purified by bringing a carbon. If it meant that, which is an active response, which is on me, it should say v'yitaher. And he will be purified by bringing a carbon. V'taher, because it sounds passive, out of the two options, which one's more passive? Nighttime coming or bringing a carbon? Obviously, nighttime coming. Therefore, im kein lemakrava yitaher. If vitaher meant that the pasuk is saying I can only eat truma after the sun rises and I bring a carbon. Vitaher means and I bring a carbon. It should say by yitaher, and he will bring a carbon. Vitaher implies it's happening automatically, which means all you need is sunset. And that happens automatically. God takes care of that. You don't have to. So therefore, if vitaher meant that I have to wait till the next day and bring a carbon, it should say vayitaher, which implies more active. The Gemara continues, Kedamri Inche, is that people say, Iyarev Shemasha, the day ends, v'itki yayma. And you purify of the day ends. Okay. B'marava, in Eretz Yisrael, hadarabba barshilu leshmilu. So again, we have these two options of Uba Shemesh, what does it mean? Uba Shemesh means the sun sets and you could eat truma at night, or Uba Shemesh means the sun rises the next day and then you have to bring your carbon and then you could eat. So we already had our diuk. It says vayit, v'taher, not vayitaher, but in Eretz Yisrael they didn't know all this. So the Gemara says, Uba yilam yibay, and they asked the question. Forget about our Mishnah. They just asked, Uba Hashemesh bi Hashemashayhu, Umay Betar Taryuma. Does bi Hashemesh mean the sun sets and the day ends and then you could eat your carbon? You could eat your truma? Aydilma bi Asarehu, or meaning Ba Hashemesh means the sun rises the next day, Umay Betar Targavra, and Bitaher means you bring your carbon and only then you could eat your truma. They didn't know what it meant. So the Gemara says, V'hoder pashte le mebraisa midiktani bebraisa. The answer is they didn't look at our Mishnah. There's a braisa we're going to quote in a few minutes. The braisa says as follows. Simim ledavr tseisa kachavim. The Brisa says, when can Kohanim eat truma? Tseisa kachavim. It speaks it out. So because the Brisa speaks it out, that was the answer. Shma mina biyashmashahu, my vitar tar yuma. Okay. So that's what we say. So ba shemesh means the sun sets, vitar the day ends, and then you could eat your truma, and you don't have to wait for the next day for the carbon to be brought. Even though you're not fully tahar until the carbon's brought, but you could already eat truma from the night before. So next Gemara is a little bit tricky, because it's a lot of opinions. But just hold on. We'll be done soon. The Gemara says like this. Amr Mar. Meshasha Kohanim Nechrasim Lechel B'Trumasim. We said that what's the Zman for Kriya Shema from Tzeisak Kochavim until either 4 hours into the night, Chatzos, the end of the night, or Mini. I have a question. I have a contradiction. The Brisa says as follows. Me'imus Akar Neshma Ba'arvin. When could I say Shema at night? So first of all, instead of saying Tzeisak Kochavim, it says another time. It says, and not... It doesn't say tseis, it doesn't say kohanim, it has a third opinion, which is, Mesha'oni nichnas lechel pito b'melach, from when aniyim, when poor people would eat their meal. Now we don't know when that is. That could be tseisa kochavim also, I don't know. It just says, when poor people would eat their bread. Okay, until when? Again, our Mishnah had three opinions. 4 hours, chatzos, dawn. This Bryson adds a completely new opinion, which is, Ad shasha omer lifter mitech sudaso, until poor people are done eating their meal. It doesn't take 4 hours to eat your meal, it doesn't take 6 hours, it doesn't go till dawn. So it's an earlier, much earlier time. So the Gemara says, Seif avade pligam asnisim. That is not in accordance with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the last time you could say Shema is either 4 hours into the day, chatzos, or dawn, and this opinion is a new opinion, which is when poor people finish their meal. Okay, fair enough. By the way, Bryces can argue on Mishnayas, that's not a problem. The question is, though, Reisha Milei Mi Pligam Asnisim. The question is, does the first opinion also disagree? Our Mishnah said, what time could you say Shema? Tseisa Kochavim, 3 stars, and Kohanim eating Truma, which is the same time period. And now this Brisa says, when poor people eat their meal. Is that also Tseisa Kochavim, or is that a different time period? So the Gemara says, lo. No, it's not a disagreeing. Ani v'kon chachihiru. It's the same time period. When poor people eat their meals, that was Tseisa Kochavim. So that works out well. So Tseisa Kochavim, Kohanim and poor people all at the same time. Just for some reason, the Gemara is just offering different, you know, different simanim of the same time period. So you got Tzeis HaKochavim, you got poor people eating their meal, and you got Kohanim all at the same exact time period. It's like 5:20 today, all exactly at the same time period. So the Gemara says like this. So right now we're saying that poor people eating their meal and Kohanim is all the same time period, which is Tzeis. The problem is, or mini, I have a contradiction. This is a very long brisa with a lot of opinions, and you'll see that it doesn't work. It's very hard to say that Kohanim and Aniyim are the same time period. Or mini, I have a contradiction. When is the earliest time that you could say Shema Nai? Mishosh Shabnei Adam Nichnosim Le'echol Piton Barav Shabbos Estev Rameir. Rameir offers a new opinion, which is when people eat their meals on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, he made Shabbos early, so it's a little bit earlier. We don't exactly know when these opinions are, but it's whenever people ate their meal Erev Shabbos. Okay. Chachamim Omrim Mishosh Akonim Zakon Le'echol B'Chumasan Simul Davar Tzeis Chacham. The Chachamim say what we're familiar with, which is when Kohanim are able to eat Truma, Tzeis HaKochavim. Now, before it continues with all the opinions, it wants to point out, how do I know that Tzeis HaKochavim is nighttime? They say that Kohanim, right, they can only eat Truma when it's nighttime. Tzeis HaKochavim. How do you know that Tzeis HaKochavim is nighttime? So the Chacham said, before we go into the other opinions, the Gemara is like, Chacham's like, I don't have a great proof for it, but I got something. I don't have a great proof that nighttime is Tzeis HaKochavim, but I got something. What's the something that I got? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Anachnu osim b'malacha, we work v'chitzim machzikim b'ramachim. We use plows. They were working in the fields. Me'alos hashachar at seisa kachavim, from dawn until the three stars." So this pasuk, although it has nothing to do with Kriyat Shema, it does show you that nighttime. It says they would work. People worked during the day. They would work until Tzeis, and that was when they would get off of their work. So that implies that Tzeis HaKochavim is nighttime. So therefore, when can Kohanim eat Truma? When could you say Shema? At nighttime. Nighttime is Tzeis HaKochavim. Again, it's not a great proof because it's not related to Shema, but it's a proof that nighttime equals Tzeis HaKochavim. The Gemara says, Va'omer, I want to back this up. Va'yulanu halayla mishmar v'yom malacha. The pasuk says that we work during the day. So therefore, if you work during the day and you had done work at Tzeis, that means Tzeis is nighttime. So the Gemara says, Maiva Omer, what do you need this for? The first pasuk kind of implied it, that you were done work at Tzeis. That's when work ends. The answer is, V'chitem mechiar v'shim shalaylohu v'inu demechashim ekadmi. If I were to tell you that, you know, again, I don't have a classical job, but if I were to tell you when people finish work is when it's nighttime, there are people that I've been at the Bergman Plog Minion and it's pretty full at 4 o'clock, so there are people that end work at 4, and then there are people that work until 8 or 9. So it's hard to gauge work. If I were to tell you just the fact that they stopped working at Tzeis, that's a great proof. It's not such a great proof, because there are people that work past nighttime. So the answer is, comes the second pasuk, the second pasuk says that they would work during the day and stop working at night. So once you know that they didn't have crazy hours and they stopped working at night, and then another pasuk says they stopped working by Tzeis HaKochavim, that means Tzeis HaKochavim is nighttime. So going back to this brisa, right now what we're assuming is that poor people eating their meal and Kohanim eating Truma all happen at Tzeis HaKochavim. That's the Gemara's assumption. Now the Gemara introduced this brisa. When could you reach Shema at night? First opinion is Rameir, when people eat their Friday night meal. Second opinion is Tzeis HaKochavim, Kohanim. Okay, now let's go to a third opinion. Solka Daitach, the Gemara at this point assumes, Da'anu b'nei adam chachiruhu. V'yamer oni v'koyin chachiruhu chacham hain ramer. We so far have three opinions. We have Kohanim, right? Tzeis HaKochavim. We're assuming that Kohanim and Aniyim, Kohanim and poor people, at the same time. And we're also assuming that poor people and people on Erev Shabbos are all at the same time. We're assuming all three opinions are at the same time. If all three opinions at the same time, how is there a machlokas? That doesn't work, right? Rav Meir says it's when people eat their meal on Erev Shabbos. And the Chacham say, no, it's when the Kohanim go eat Truma. And we're assuming that people eat their meal at the same time as poor people, which is the same time as Kohanim. I got three opinions. They're all the same. Why are they arguing? It must be that they're not the same. Meaning, we started off assuming that poor people and Kohanim are at the same time. Okay, that's one assumption. Now we have a second brisa which says poor people and regular people, we also are assuming are at the same time. So we're assuming Kohanim which is Seis, is the same time as poor people, which is the same time as regular people, Erev Shabbos. So all the opinions are saying the same thing, so why are they arguing? It can't be. We're making too many assumptions. Everyone we're assuming is the same time, and yet we're having arguments. So what's going on over here? We assumed that Kohanim at the same time as poor people, but now we're also assuming that poor people is the same time as regular people, Erev Shabbos, which is the same time as Kohanim. Everyone's saying the same time, but everyone's arguing with each other for some reason. So something's off. This can't be. They have to be different. Not everyone could be at the same time, because then why are there so many arguments? It doesn't work. So the Gemara says, we assume that poor people and regular people in Erev Shabbos is the same time, which is Seisah Kochavim. And if you assume that poor people and regular people and Kohanim Chachiru are all the same time, then why are they arguing with each other? It must be that poor people and Kohanim are not at the same time, because something's got to give. So the Gemara says, no. Poor people and Kohanim could be at the same time. So give me something. Make an argument. So the answer is, loy. Kayin, ani v'kayin chachiru. Kayin and anim are the same time. V'anu b'nei adam la'av chachiru. So, and say that poor people and people on Erev Shabbos are not at the same time. So poor people at this point is Seisah Kochavim, and people on Erev Shabbos is a little earlier. So we're trying to see what works, and now we're saying that Kohanim and Aniyim are the same time, but Aniyim and regular people, Erev Shabbos, are not the same time. There are charts that you can go through where it lists all the names. It's a little bit tricky, but like, hold on to it. And I'll just mention this. Rabbi Nachman in Sichas Aran, he says that if you go to a shir and you're confused, he says, don't worry, because in Shemayim, when you go to Shemayim, he says, your neshama understands, even if I'm not doing a good job of explaining. It's confusing. The neshama understands. So when you go up to Shemayim, you'll understand everything clearly. So he says, it's kedai to still go. So the Gemara Gendin is like this. Right now, we're assuming that Aniyim, poor people, and Kohanim, Seisah Kochavim, are all at the same time. Ani b'kohen chachir hu armini, I have one last contradiction, and this will knock it up. Me'imasai maschin likras kriya shema ba'arvis. When is the earliest time you could say Shema at night? Mishasha kiddush hayom b'arev Shabbos is Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says, when Shabbos begins, which is sunset. A new opinion, which is Bein HaShmashos, sunset. Okay. Rav Yeshua Omer, Meshasha Kohanim Mutarim Lechel B'Trumasim. Rav Yeshua says, what we're familiar with, Seisah Kochavim, Kohanim eating Truma. Okay. Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir says, Meshasha Kohanim Tovlim Lechel B'Trumasim. Rav Meir says a third opinion, which is earlier. Not when Kohanim could eat their Truma, when Kohanim go to the mikveh. The halacha is that when you go to the mikveh for Kohanim, they have to go to the mikveh during the day, right before nighttime. So he's the earliest opinion. Till now we've had, you know, Seisah Kochavim, when people eat their meals Friday night. They're all kinds of nighttime. Rav Meir, in this opinion, introduces this new one, which is Meshasha Kohanim Tov L'Melechel B'Trumasim, when they go to the mikveh. And they had to go to the mikveh technically during the day. So that's the earliest time period that's been mentioned. Okay. Amar Le Rav Yehuda. So Rav Meir said this in the Beis Medrash, that when could you say Shema? When Kohanim go to the mikveh, which is during the day still, because you got to go to the mikveh when it's still technically day. So Amar Leih Rav Yehuda says, Halo Kohanim Ebed Yom Him Tovlim. Rav Yehuda's like, do you know how early they go to the mikveh? I'll tell you like this. Think about it. I'm not going to get into this amount of thing, because it's too early in the morning, and I have Rachmanis on you guys, but sunset is, let's say, 4:30. I think it was 4:30 on Erev Shabbos, right? So if you hold like Rav Moshe, Seisah Kochavim, if you look at the charts, is 50 minutes later. It's 5:20. So that means according to Rav Meir, to go to the mikveh, you have to go to the mikveh before 4:30. So let's say 4:20. 4:20, it's full, completely light out. So Amalei Rav Yehuda says to him, V'aloi mekan mebaynoim evtayvim. Way too early. Again, we're still talking about Shema at night. It says B'shachbecha. Give me, it's got to be some nighttime. And he's like, listen, I get it. You want to eat your meal Friday night. Okay, it's kind of twilight out. It's darkish. People, Kohanim, Aniyim, it's all dinner time. But Rav Meir now introduces this opinion that it's before twilight, before Bein HaShmashos, which nowadays in our clock is 4:20. You go outside 4:20, it's not night at all. It's not dark at all. It's still completely sun's out. So he says, how could you say Shema so early? Shema is b'shachbecha. Where is b'shachbecha? It's way too early. I disagree with it. It's way too early. And it's a good taina. The Gemara is going to get to address it in a moment. It's a good taina. It's way too early. No way. It's way too early. It's got to be at least after sunset. before sunset, way too early. Okay. Rav Chanina Omer, Mishasha Ani Nichnas Lachal Pita B'melach. Rav Chanina says when poor people eat their meal. And Rav Achoy, V'amel Rav Acha, Rav Achoy, or some say Rav Acha, Omer Mishasha Rav B'ni Adam Nichlasim Lahesev, when most people eat their dinner. So you have about six opinions. But one of the opinions was when Kohanim eat their truma, and one of the opinions was when poor people eat their meal. Until now, we're assuming they're the same. If they're the same, then how are they arguing? These are five different opinions, each one arguing on another. And two of the opinions are, one of them is Kohanim eating truma, and one is the poor people eating their meal. How could they be the same? Till now, we're assuming they're the same. If they're the same, then there's no reason for them to be arguing. So the Gemara says, then Rav Chanina, who says, when poor people eat their meal, and Rav Yeshua, who says when Kohanim eat their meal, if they're the same, then how are they arguing? So the Gemara says, you're right. They are not the same. Kohanim and Aniyim are not the same. Kohanim says a Kachavim, and Aniyim is a different time. Okay. That was, by the way, to the end. That was like the end of, like, honestly, I'm not even joking. The next 35 dafim are not as hard as what we just did. So you made it. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. So right now we've proved. We started with the Gemara with asking whether Aniyim and Kohanim are the same time period, and we have proved that they are not. The question is, which one's earlier? So the Gemara says, Haimenayim Ocher, which one's earlier, which one's later? We know they're not the same time, but which one's earlier, which one's later? Kohanim is Seisa Kochavim, three stars, that we know. Ani is either over here or over here. It's either earlier or later. We don't know which one. So the Gemara says, Mestabed da Ani Ocher. Ani is probably later. Diyamer Ani Muktim, Rav Chanina had Rav Elazar. Elav Shmamina, da Ani Ocher Shmamina. It's probably later because Seisa Kochavim is basically the first time period to say Shema. There was only one opinion, basically one opinion, that said you could do it right before that, and that was Rav Elazar, so, who said that it's when Shabbos begins. So we don't want to put Aniyim also over there. Meaning, if you were to think of it as a chart, and Seisa Kachavim is the, you know, is that line over here, right? And then right before Seisa Kachavim, you got Rav Elazar, you got Rav Meir. I don't want to put Aniyim over there also. It's easier and it's more likely to put Aniyim afterwards. There's too many opinions huddled up right before Tseisa Kachavim that to throw Aniyim in there, you're probably going to be touching on another opinion. Again, these are six different Rabbanim who have different views. It's too cluttered before Tseisa Kachavim. And therefore, if you put Aniyim before Tseisa Kachavim, you're probably going to touch on someone else's opinion, and therefore it's just more likely to put Aniyim later. It's just more likely to say that Aniyim ate their meal after Seisa Kachavim, just because of a likelihood. You know, you got one opinion says 502, one opinion says 504, one opinion says 506. I have another opinion, and you don't know if it's later. It's too many opinions before. Most likely it's later, because it's too cluttered, and therefore if you put it before, you're going to touch on somebody else, and therefore most likely put it later. So therefore, Kohanim is Seisa Kachavim, and more likely than not, poor people are afterwards. That's the Gemara assumes. Okay, we're almost done. We'll do it one more tiny Gemara, and then we're done. And then Mamish, I gotta tell you, tomorrow, I know this is difficult, and I probably didn't do a good job explaining it, but you could always re-listen to the recordings. I think Zach mentioned something about doing a WhatsApp group. I don't know how to do it, but he'll help me out. But the next Gemara, Mamish, after the next Gemara, I'm not just trying to be a salesman. After this, today's Gemara, it's Mamish easy for about 35 daf. Beli Guzma. The Gemara continues like this. Omer Mar, Omer Le Rav Yehuda, V'aloi Kehanim Be'ed Yoyim Hev Tovon. The halacha was that we said before, there's Tseisa Kochavim, when the three stars come out, right? Then there's a thing called Bein HaShemashes. Bein HaShemashes is sunset. From sunset until Tseisa Kochavim, we kind of treat it as nighttime. That's why Shabbos starts so early and ends so late, because we don't know the time period of twilight of Bein HaShemashes, when the sun sets, until the three stars come out. We don't know what that is. Therefore, we treat it as nighttime, to be machmer. So, in all intents and purposes, 4:30 today is sunset, 5:20 is three stars, yeah? So we said that for a Kayan to go to the mikveh, he would have to go to the mikveh before twilight. So that's before 4:30. So that's very early. So Rav Yehuda said to him, "Haloi kahanim abayit yoyim hev tayvlim." That's way too early. They're going to the mikveh before 4:30, that's for sure daytime. How are you, no way. No way, that's too early. So the Gemara says, Shapir Kamarle Rav Yehuda Rav, it's a good kasha. How does Rav Meir respond to that? So Rav Meir Hachi Kamarle, Mi Savra Da Anoa Bin Ashmashas Didach Kamina, Anoa Bin Ashmashas Rav Yosi Kamina, Dom Rav Yosi Bin Ashmashas Karef Ayin, Ze Nichnas, Ve Ze Yotzi, Ve Yeshalamidalov. The answer is like this, and I'll translate again. The answer is, there are different opinions as to how long twilight is. Bein HaShemashes is a time period where we don't know whether it's day or night. If you look at the calendar, you'll go with the viewpoint that Bein HaShemashes is 50 minutes long, and Hasidim goes 72 minutes. It's a very long time period. There was an opinion of Rav Yossi, who actually said that Bein HaShemashes twilight is a few moments. So according to Rav Yossi, if Tzeisach HaKam is 5:20, Bein HaShemashes can start 5:17. So you can go to the mikvah 5:15. Meaning he was saying, you're all asking your question because you're assuming that twilight is a very long period. Which he's like, I get that. That's Rav Yehuda's opinion. I'm not going with that opinion. I'm going with the opinion that twilight is very short. It's as clarifying. It's like the blink of an eye. And that if nighttime is 5:20, twilight starts 5:17, let's say. So you go to the mikvah 5:15. His point is just, I just said when you go to the mikvah, which is before twilight, you're assuming that twilight is very long. I go with the opinion that twilight is very short. It's different zmanim. Rabbi Natan, by the way, you should just know, Rabbi Natan actually holds today that five, we'll go through Moshe's version of Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan himself would tell you that Shabbos starts 5:20, because 5:20 is three stars. Twilight begins 9 minutes before, 5:11. According to Rabbi Natan himself, it is for sure daytime until 5:11. You could drive in a car on Erev Shabbos until 5:11. We don't hold that way. We're machmer, because the Gra holds twilight starts earlier. So the point is, even today you see different viewpoints as to how twilight works. So the same thing said Rav Meir. All I said is you go to the mikvah before twilight, and that's when you can start saying Shema. You're like, oh, it's so early. He's like, yeah, it's so early to you, not to me. Yeah, it's early to the Gra, not to Rabbi Natan. And therefore, if you take these opinions into account, it's not so shver. Let's just end the Gemara. Just finish up the Gemara. Kasha de Rav Meir de Rav Meir. The next page, we'll just get to the two dots. Kasha de Rav Meir de Rav Meir. If you actually go with the opinions in the Brises, we had a lot of thrown on a lot of stuff. We have two opinions of what Rav Meir said. One opinion said is when people eat their meals Erev Shabbos, and then he said it's when you go to the mikveh. One is going to the mikveh, which is before twilight, and one is where you eat your meal on Erev Shabbos, which is after you came back from shul. It's a big... How can Rav Meir say the same thing? It's a contradiction of Rav Meir. So the answer is Trei Tanoi Alibi de Rav Meir, which is very obvious. If you have a person, the same way I'm sure multiple people here can walk away with different things of what I said because there's automatically confusion when there's a shir. Rav Meir said something, and two students heard different things. One recorded his opinion of Rav Meir, one recorded his opinion of Rav Meir. That's just how it works. It's different interpretations. I mentioned this during one of the Gemaras. We'll end in 2 minutes. Very big kitzah. I mentioned that one of the Gemaras is that Rav Chaim Brisker, the Mishmar maybe, that Rav Chaim Brisker would say these vague sentences. Like, marriage is not a kinyan ishus, it's a kinyan chefza. Like these strange sentences. And they would have a debate amongst the students as to what he meant. So the two major students of his was the Brisker Rav, his son, and Rav Baruch Ber. And they were once arguing about what Rav Chaim meant. So the Brisker Rav comes the next day and he says to Rav Baruch Ber, I asked my father during breakfast what he meant. And he said, like I said, so Rav Baruch Ber said, you misunderstood him twice, as he said. So you could have two different students, misunderstanding or so two opinions of Rav Meir, but they're two, you know... So the Gemara says, one more, Kasha de Rav Elazar de Rav Elazar. We also have another Kasha, Rav Elazar and Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar in our Mishnah, right, our Mishnah starts off, Meimis HaKarni Shema Ba'arvin, when you say Shema at night, Mishash HaKan Nechonasan Basel B'Trumasan, when Kohanim eat Truma, which is Seisach HaKavim until 4 hours, did Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar seemingly authored the entire first line in the Mishnah, which is, Rav Elazar says, when Kohanim eat Truma at night, which is Seisach HaKavim, but in the Braisa, Rav Elazar also said that when you make Shabbos, when Shabbos starts, which is earlier. So it's again another contradiction in Rav Elazar. So the answer is, Trei Tanoi Alibi de Rav Elazar. Same answer, two students who disagree about Rav Elazar. Iba Yisema, Reisha Lav Rav Elazar. Or another answer is, when you restart the Mishnah, I'm just going to reread the Mishnah, I'm going to read it two different ways. Me'ima Sanis Kol Shema Ba'arvin, how do you read Shema at night? When do you read Shema at night? Mishasha Kohan Nechasa Lelecha B'Trumasan. When, Seisa Kochavim, period. That's the Tanakama. Until when? 4 hours into the Divrei Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar did not author that first statement. That first statement was from Rav Yehuda Hanasi. When he wrote the Mishnayos, Rav Elazar only starts by 4 hours into the day, but starting Shema, that was not Rav Elazar's opinion. He holds that you don't say it from Seis Chacham, it's from when Shabbos begins. And this first statement, the Emes HaKarni Shabbat Arv, Meshashin Kanam, Nechas HaMechem Chumasam, Atzal V'Shemar Shem, the whole statement was not Rav Elazar. Only the last part was Rav Elazar. But the first part about Seis Chacham, that was not Rav Elazar, that was the Tanakama. All right, we'll stop here. Shkoyach, guys.